He's not sober. He's not drunk. He's not buzz. It's drunk movie reviews with Jose. Intro's done. Let's rock this movie review, Jeffrey.
If you
back
went
to, you, Jeff.
To a highly prestigious four-year college or even an Ivy League university and you're listening to this, I'm just curious, why?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They hate brain cells.
They do.
They hate brain cells.
Oh, okay.
They listen to us because they don't want to think.
Yep.
Well, then you come to the right place because it's another drunk or maybe something else movie review with Jose Bolaños.
All right.
And today he's reviewing the new horror film Halloween Kills. So far, what have we learned?
Dude, that life is scary.
Yeah.
That getting old, just like Jamie Lee Curtis, is hard.
Yeah, and that makes Jose very sad to see Jamie Lee Curtis so old.
I know.
She's looking good, though.
Also, he thinks the killer Michael Myers is ripped and super hunky. Could even be a good partner for our young Alexis
With
or without the mask. And that leads us to our next clip, because Jose actually has some thoughts on what happens to Michael Myers when the Halloween franchise finally runs out of steam.
Uh-oh.
What should he do with his career next?
Oh, good point.
He's buff. He's a great actor. I could see him like in a rom-com, probably something with J-Lo. Most romantic part of the movie would be when they're goofing, you know? They're goofing around and like she's in a shopping cart for no reason, and he's pushing her, and then the cart falls over, and they both tumble down like a small grassy hill, which no one gets hurt at all, and he falls on top of her, and they're like, and then like everything stops, and then Michael Myers, he takes his mask up just a little bit, and just gives her a little. Mike and Julia in Dead in Love. I like it. Cut and print it.
The spinoff.
It sounds like an Oscar winner to me.
Oh my God. I like how he only raises his mask just a little.
Yeah.
Just enough for his mouth to pop out.
Like, you can't see her or anything.
No.
And I'm confused how the shopping cart gets out to a field, but that's okay.
We're all details. It's a rom-com. No one knows. Yeah. It's like there's always shopping carts.
It has to be raining, too.
Yeah,
right?
And it's raining.
Lightly.
We're so silly.
Oh, my God.
Why are we so silly together?
And then they flash back to the guy that he used to be murdering the whole town. They're like, see, you can change him. Love can do anything.
Coming soon to Lifetime.
Oh. It's a drunker, maybe something else movie review with Jose Bolaños. Today we're listening to him review the new horror movie Halloween Kills. It's weird, even though this is a horror movie, you'd never be able to tell.
No.
Oh, you're right.
Based on this so far, we haven't heard a lot of frightening moments yet.
It was scary.
You're usually so scared of everything.
Yeah.
No. Apparently, whatever you were on was making things good.
Very chill. After.
He's mostly focused on Mike Myers' gym regimen. He'd be like as a kisser.
They have that jumpsuit fit him perfect.
You're very complimentary.
So at this point, we just had to ask Jose, what was the scariest part of this movie?
Oh, yeah, dude. I don't know if this is a spoiler, but there's a scene where there's a burning building. And the firefighters come, and then all of a sudden there's like a hole in the wall. And you look through it, and boom! Michael Myers' face, completely unscathed, just walking around this burning building like he's touring it, like he wants to buy it. He looks like he's going room to room like, oh, two baths. I enjoy that. This is a nice den. I could murder in here. I wish the ceilings were higher.
You know what? That is terrifying.
He's in a burning building, and he's literally just calmly walking.
The housing market is a scary place right now. Figuring out how you're going to finance this.
God, and they want me to buy it with no inspection. I
guess. Michael, he's the only one that prefers an unfinished basement.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Awesome. Where are the hanging hooks?
Yeah.
I'll finish it.
Yeah. Now right.
By the end of this, I just want to be friends with Michael Myers somehow.
Oh, you guys.
Like, he's going to have a house party.
He's got a good eye.
Yeah.
But anyway, now that we've heard the scariest part of the movie, what was Jose's favorite part of Halloween Kills?
Okay.
I like that this guy brought the town together. You know, by the end of this movie, the town had a chant. There was like a theme. It was like, evil dies, kill the evil tonight. I don't think anything has ever united people the way Michael Myers has united people. I mean, I don't like to delve into politics, but Michael Myers for press, maybe? Be president? You don't have to have experience. He wouldn't talk too much, which is the main problem with all presidents ever. Ever. He literally wouldn't talk. He would just get the job done. Oh, North Korea's acting up? Kim Jong-il would be murdered, paper cut him to death with a laminate. We would not beef with literally anybody. I'm just saying, man. I think it would work.
Jose?
Wow.
I mean,
you're going to be his campaign manager, aren't you?
Wow. What's his slogan?
I don't know. Mask up, probably. Yeah. For other reasons.
Yeah. He'd definitely be leading that.
Yeah.
Day. All right, now it's time for the moment that none of us have really been waiting for.
Not at all.
But Jose's final rating for Halloween Kills.
Okay.
I think the final rating is 8 out of 10 masks. Because it feels like fall, and I want pumpkin spice. I want a bunch of kids around me, and I want to play in the leaves. And then when we're done playing in the leaves, you just, you know, you watch a little bit of blood, you know, curdling, gurgling murders. A little bit of Jason, a little bit of Michael Myers, a little Chucky. Hey, you kids want to see a doll? You kids like toys. Oh, you're 6. You're probably good to see this. Wait a minute. Whose kids are these?
Are you serious?
What just happened? Like psycho killer?
You
there?
Love Mike Myers.
I don't
and,
know.
Dude, your laugh could be haunting in a thriller.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I bet. Yeah, it already haunts a lot
that
of people.
That could come out of a doll.
I don't,
yeah,
doll. For real. I'm not really sure what you were on when you reviewed this movie, but yeah, all of our listeners want it.
I mean, it makes everything happy, doesn't
apparently
it?
Apparently.
Yeah. Life is good, even after a scary movie.
Yeah,
all right, so that was Jose's Drunk or Maybe Something Else
probably
movie review.
Something else.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Pumpkin spice blood.
That was Halloween Kills. And text in to 78592. Tell us what you thought of Jose's movie review. And if you're a fan of Halloween, just in general,
yeah, oh,
Brooke and Jeffrey's Halloween week starts this Monday morning.
Yes.
You're going to want to make sure you're here. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Dude, yes. 10 masks out of 10 for this next week.
Oh, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay,
Brooke.
I'm excited.
Lower it a little bit. Yep. Yeah.
Just give me candy.
It's going to be a good time. Starts Monday morning.